This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestav with the news. The headlines first. Political parties begin submitting their close proportional representation list for the election of members of the House of Representatives. Submission deadline tomorrow. Nepali Congress and CPN-UML holding discussions on the list of proportional representation candidates. Election Commission approves the Election Code of Conduct 2082, code to come into force from the middle of January. Cross-border movement closed for 6 months, resumes today at the Raswagadi border after the construction of a belly bridge, and polls close on first day of Myanmar's widely criticized sham election. Now the news in detail. Political parties have begun submitting their close list under the proportional representation electoral system for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. According to the Election Commission's schedule, parties are allowed to submit their PR close list today and Monday, and some parties have already submitted their list today. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattrai said that by this afternoon, 134 candidates from three political parties had completed all procedures and submitted their closed list. Bhattrai said the closed list submitted on the 28th and 29th of December will be scrutinized from the 30th of December to the 4th of January. Political parties will be asked to make necessary corrections from the 5th to the 11th of January, and the Commission will review the corrected list from the 12th to the 17th of January. The closed list will be published on the 18th of January and the final list on the 3rd of February. Election Commission has sanctioned the Election Code of Conduct 2082 Bikram Sambat, which will be implemented for the forthcoming House of Representatives election slated for the 5th of March. The Code of Conduct, which was published on the Commission's website today, is set to take effect in the middle of January. To ensure that the elections are clean, free, fearless, respectful and credible, the Commission has revised certain aspects of the previous code. The approval of this code followed the incorporation of suggestions received on the draft. According to Narayan Prasad Bhattrai, the spokesperson of the Commission, the code will apply to the Government of Nepal and its ministers, provincial governments, constitutional bodies, local executives and officials and employees at federal, provincial and local levels. Cross-border movement has resumed today at Raswagadi border, which had been closed for 6 months. Trucks have started heading towards Kerung from Nepal side since 7 this morning. Chief District Officer of Rasuwa Rajesh Panthi said the belly bridge being constructed over the Lende River on the border between Nepal and China has been completed. CDO Panthi said Chinese counterparts in the border area have sent information about opening the Raswagadi checkpoint from the 1st of January in 2026. The meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee has discussed the list of proportional representation candidates to be submitted to the Election Commission. The meeting held at the party's central office in Sanipat today discussed the selection of 110 proportional representation candidates. The Nepali Congress stated that preparations are underway to finalize the list tomorrow and submit it to the Election Commission. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Sharan Mohat said the party is finalizing its candidate list through discussions with provincial and district committees based on their recommendations. Meanwhile, a meeting of the office bearers of the CPN-UML is underway at the party's central office in Chasal. According to the UML secretariat, the meeting is the first of the party office bearers since the 11th General Convention and is focused on selecting proportional representation candidates for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has said he is ready to address policy gaps to ensure effective services of Nepal Telecom by resolving the company's issues. During an inspection of the Pokhara-based office of Nepal Telecom today, Minister Kharel said that an election was inevitable to take the nation towards development and prosperity. Maithri Nepal has rescued 163 women and girls at risk of trafficking from the Birgan checkpoint in 2025 through surveillance operations. Of them, 130 were placed in Maithri Nepal's protection home, while the rest were handed over to their parents with support from Nepal police. The rescued group included 40 minors and 123 adults. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone data ek saath.
Karma TV hernus, internet chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ek saath.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone internet TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. Naya jadan garna tatha marmat garna gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare pugcha.
Nepal Telecom Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The European Union has invited proposals for innovation grants worth 700,000 rupees to support young entrepreneurs promoting sustainable packaging under the Green Shift Nepal project implemented by Creation Nepal with EU support. The grant targets environment-friendly packaging solutions as alternatives to plastic bags. Young people from Bagmati, Lumbini and Madhes provinces can submit their proposals by the 15th of January. Listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin, now on to some international news update. The first of three phases of voting has finished in Myanmar in an election widely dismissed as a sham, with major political parties dissolved, leaders jailed, and as much as half of the country not expected to vote due to an ongoing civil war. According to the BBC, the military government is holding a phased ballot nearly 5 years after it seized power in a coup, prompting widespread opposition and spiraling into civil war. Observers say the junta, with China's support, is seeking to legitimize its power as it seeks a way out of the devastating stalemate. Somalia's president has condemned Israel's recognition of the breakaway region of Somaliland as a naked invasion, warning that the move threatens to ignite separatist movements elsewhere. Al Jazeera cited President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed's address on emergency joint session of parliament on Sunday as saying Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has committed the greatest abuse of Somalia's sovereignty in the nation's history and referred to Israel as an enemy. Lawmakers unanimously passed a largely symbolic resolution declaring Israel's recognition null and void as Somalia has not controlled Somaliland since 1991. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be misty at most places of the Tarai region, partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and mainly fair in the remaining hilly and mountainous regions. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Political parties begin submitting their closed proportional representation list for the election of members of House of Representatives. Submission deadline tomorrow. Nepali Congress and CPNVML holding discussions on the list of proportional representation candidates. Election Commission approves the Election Code of Conduct 2082, code to come into force from the middle of January. Cross-border movement closed for 6 months resumes today at the Roswagadi border after the construction of a belly bridge. And polls close on the first day of Myanmar's widely criticized sham election. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.